President Bush is hardly the first chief executive to suffer through a second-term slump. Commentator Terrence Smith thinks it might be time to consider making a change.
Everywhere he looks these days, from Baghdad to Capitol Hill, George W. Bush sees clouds on the horizon. For weeks, even months now, he's been battered by a perfect storm of bad news. Setbacks and suicide bombings in Iraq, a squabbling, out-of-control Congress, poll ratings descending to Nixonian depths, it's enough to get a president down. Even more troubling than his low approval ratings are surveys showing that a majority of the public, which accepted the president's shifting rationales for the war in Iraq largely on faith, now largely has lost that faith. The majority no longer believes that the war was justified in the first place, is worth the price that the nation is paying, or is likely to end well. Worse yet, the same people who gave Mr. Bush high marks for credibility and personal integrity now reveal doubts on both scores. Traditionally, when things turn sour at home, presidents go abroad. Mr. Bush adopted that familiar strategy, but it backfired. His trip to Latin America brought angry protesters into the streets and failed to produce the promised free trade agreement. His next journey, to Japan, South Korea, and especially China, produced a Rodney Dangerfield moment. When the president returned empty-handed, the Washington Post headline read, "Bush's Asia trip meets low expectations." Ouch! Not even in his adopted hometown paper does he get any respect. What the president is experiencing is a classic second-term meltdown. It may seem especially bruising at the moment, but in fact, recent history shows that Mr. Bush has plenty of company, both Republican and Democratic. Every second-term president since FDR has had problems the second time around. Truman was dogged by the Korean War. Ike confronted Sputnik and the famous missile gap. LBJ broke his pick on Vietnam. Nixon had to resign over Watergate. Reagan was beset with the Iran-Contra scandal, and Clinton faced impeachment over his dalliances with Monica Lewinsky. The only modern presidents who've avoided second-term meltdowns are those who've lost their re-election bids. If second terms are historically and inevitably so terrible, perhaps we should get rid of them. How about a single 6-year term for our presidents? I know, it hasn't exactly been a panacea for Mexico. But it might spare us the special interest politics and shameless deal-making that presidents currently adopt as soon as the ink is dry on their first inaugural addresses. It would provide a respite from that modern political nightmare known as the permanent campaign. Our leaders might actually govern rather than campaign for re-election from the White House. Imagine that.
Commentator Terrence Smith is a contributor to the NewsHour on PBS.